This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 102 of the Good Neighbor Podcast Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Chris Cowles from the Creative Wagon. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Always nice to get to know people in the community and learn a little bit more about what they do. So why don't we start off by sharing a little bit about what you do at the Creative Wagon?
So the Creative Wagon is a mobile arts and crafts studio that we bring the arts and crafts to the neighborhood, the schools, to your house, to parties, wherever that it needs to be. It's a full mobile studio. It has all the arts and crafts that you need inside, paints, it's air conditioned. It's just a really nice, fun things for kids and even elder people, you know, even older people to get out and elderly people to do arts and crafts.
You literally bring the party to them, right?
We bring the party to them. They let us know what kind of craft they want and we go ahead and set it up. When we get there, they don't have to worry about cleaning or, you know, doing anything. We bring everything right to them.
My kind of party, Mike. Absolutely. So how did you get involved in this industry?
So my wife originally wanted to do like we were looking at these buses that were like these gymnastic studios. Mm-hmm. She wanted to do something where she could bring like creativity. And then we just happened to run across this Creative Wagon, which originally started in Sarasota, but then was bought by a couple and took it to Virginia. And so we start talking to them, and then she goes, you know what, I want to kind of get into the creative stuff because she likes doing the arts and crafts. So we actually drove up to Virginia, looked at it, bought it, and brought it back down to Florida.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I was an art major back in school, so I love anything creative, and this is it's a great concept. So opening the business, what did you do prior? Because along our journey, we've always come across some type of challenge to open a business. Is there something that happened along your journey that maybe we could, you can look back at now and say, hey, I'm in a better place because of it?
Oh yeah. So, we got into it because I used to work for Lee County and drive big trucks and stuff like that. And then a company came and approached me called On Spot Dermatology, which is a huge mobile dermatology unit. And I was in charge of getting the fleet together. And once I went through all the trouble of getting the fleet, the drivers, making sure all these vehicles looked good, showed up on time, that gave me the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? I could do that for myself and my wife wants to do this. So I can take everything that I've learned doing that and put it into the Creative Wagon business.
Interesting. So you have one wagon right now, right?
So we have one wagon right now, but our goal is to buy one per year. And what we want to do is do different theme wraps on them. So we want to do like a country western theme or even maybe an aquarium theme and just start building up this company doing that.
Actually, get a fleet of them going.
Absolutely. Get a fleet of wagons going.
There we go. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about what you do that we can maybe clear up for our listeners?
Not really. It's very, very simple. Like I said, we literally, they tell us what they want for birthday parties, what kind of arts and crafts they want to do. And we literally just get it, show up. It has a full generator. They have to do absolutely nothing. We take care of every aspect of when we get there.
That is wonderful. So are you seeing any trends within the industry and things that people are liking or leaning towards?
People really like, my wife is into these gnomes. So we get a lot of requests for these gnomes that you actually, we have a company out of California that actually sends us the materials and you actually build the gnomes and paint them. And we start doing that. And then we start getting a lot of requests for these little gnome things. So really into that, you know, and of course the kids like anything that has to do with like painting and, right. And stuff like that, you know, and also slime is like a really big thing. Kids love to make slime and we have a perfect recipe for it and it's non-messy, it's non-sticky and it works out great.
Who doesn't love gnomes and slime? That sounds right? Kids are in heaven. Absolutely. So are you from down here originally then?
No, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, but we moved to upstate New York where I was raised on a dairy farm in upstate New York.
I'm from Wisconsin. We had dairy farms up there too.
Oh,
But
nice.
the weather gets a little too cold. That's why I came down here.
Oh, yeah.
Much better, much better. So I know owning a business is very demanding. It takes up a lot of your time. Are there things that you enjoy doing outside of work when you're not working on a creative way? And
So when I'm not doing the Creative Wagon, I actually do stand-up comedy. I've been doing it like 30 years. my friend Larry books me all over the place, and we do shows with Larry. And I love doing comedy. I love making people laugh. I love promoting humor.
Love it. Are you going to be at his new comedy club there in Estero?
I've actually been there like 3 times to do
Really?
guest appearances, and we're actually one of the sponsors over there. So we sponsor him,
Very
and I
nice.
really support him a lot over there.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great guy over there. Is there one thing maybe that our listeners should know about the Creative Wagon that maybe they don't know?
I don't think there's anything that they don't know about the Creative Wagon. We've researched it, and we really haven't found too many people that have actually brought arts and crafts to communities. Like we looked it up to see if anybody else is doing it, and we really haven't found anybody else that's really been doing it. So I think that we're really on to something, because these kids are always on computers and stuff like that and phones, and we just love going there and getting them out and doing creative, getting their minds going and thinking and building things and painting things and just showing their true talents.
Yeah, and then not sitting there looking at a screen all day. I mean, it's
Except at a screen.
back to our youth. Mom and dad were like, get out of the house, go outside, do
Yes,
something.
and now I can go straight outside into the driveway, right into the Creative Wagon, and be geniuses and create art.
I love it. I love it. So is there anything else that, a vision, you mentioned you were gonna get a bigger fleet. Are there anything, you mentioned some other side projects too, as far as adding different creative elements. Anything on the horizon?
So even with the creating the fleet, I even thought about creating another fleet of them as we start going for like doing weddings, not just the Creative Wagon. But I was like, you know what? There's a lot of weddings that go on. Can you imagine if this like studio showed up where the bride could get ready with the or the groomsmen could get ready, and they could have 2 different trailers, because these hold about 20 people.
Really?
And
Wow.
we could put mirrors in them, and they could just be, just show up at a wedding, show up at any event that's out in the middle of nowhere, and you would have air conditioner, refrigerators, mirrors, even sewing kits to get ready for weddings. So that's on the horizon that I would like to like implement going forward, and creating some of those type of, vehicles.
That is, yeah, because a lot of people nowadays are getting they're getting married at the beach, they're getting married at a farm, they're out in the middle of nowhere where there isn't a lot of
Absolutely.
amenities.
And then this could be there with air conditioner. They could have all their setups. They could walk straight out, do whatever they need to do, and then go right back into the air conditioner again. So that's on my thought process right now.
Perfect. But right now we're focusing on the kids, right? We've
Yeah,
got
the
a
kids
lot.
right now. It's gonna be a couple years just with the kids right now, getting the
I
kids
hear
out.
you. I hear you. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they're interested in, booking you or learning a little bit more?
So they could contact us at the webpage, which is thecreativewagon, .com, or they could give us a call at 239-292-5966.
Chris, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. I appreciate what you do in the community. I'm sure the kids love it too.
Thank you so much, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to kind of get out there and get the message out.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.